This podcast was sponsored by Hitachi Global Storage Technologies.
There are so many things that we as a human race consider and can store as data. When there's 1 terabyte of affordable space, we will figure out how to store things.
That's Doug Pickford, Director of Product and Market Strategy for Enterprise Products with Hitachi Global Storage Technologies. I spoke with Doug at Hitachi GST's San Jose headquarters. Hitachi GST recently announced an industry milestone, a hard drive with a 1 terabyte storage capacity. That's 1,000 gigabytes. I asked Doug to help me understand just how much data could be stored on a terabyte. This is Catherine Giraudot with PodTech.net.
Standard definition, if we consider it to be 2 hours per movie, can capture 500 movies. Beyond standard definition, we move to high definition. You can only store 125 HD movies. But then let's consider it maybe from a different angle, 300,000 digital photographs at highest quality, 1 million ebooks, or as another example, 250,000 songs on your MP3 player.
That would be a shuffle list that probably wouldn't repeat very much.
Not too often.
What's driving the need for this much storage?
The concept of having the digital home, most people think that that's a concept that's far in the future. Reality, it's here today. Many, many people have DVRs. Almost everyone has an MP3 player, and most people have digital cameras. What we don't have is a topology and a methodology to manage it all. So what will evolve is the centralized mechanism to control it all, and at the center of however it turns out will be a very large hard disk drive.
And I'm sure the need will just continue. People will soon need 2 terabytes, 3 terabytes.
That's exactly right. There's a kind of an axiom in today's society. Maybe it's economic driven, maybe it's behavior driven, but if you make something cheap enough to do, we will figure out how to do it. And if storage on a gigabyte basis is measured in tenths of a cent, then I'll store all sorts of stuff.
So tell me about the first of the terabyte products you're launching, the DeskStar and CinemaStar. Who would want it? What does it do?
All right. First off, the DeskStar, because we use the personal computer for a repository for a lot of our data, it's becoming more and more important to back that data up. So the concept of personal external storage or a backup device that you connect to your personal computer is one of the first uses for the DeskStar 7K1000. There will probably also be pockets of high-end gamers that have the extreme PCs where a terabyte of storage will be consumed quite easily. So they will also be attracted. The CinemaStar is really put together feature function-wise to be most appropriate for that DVR or set-top box application, where power, heat, acoustics, smooth data availability are all key attributes and will be very distinguishing from the DeskStar version of the product.
So, Doug, I understand this is an industry first. How did Hitachi GST reach this milestone?
In reality, Hitachi GST reached this milestone by changing as well as not changing. Let me first start with the not changing. The product prior to the 7K1000, this 1 terabyte drive that we're talking about, was the 7K500, 500 gigabytes, just half of it. The mechanical engineering and design of that product was so solid that we were able to reuse much of the work done at that level. Really, the issue to get from 500 gigabytes to 1 terabyte was in specifically the areal density.
Can you just give me a quick layperson's definition of areal density?
Areal density is the product of how many tracks you lay on a disk and how tight you put bytes within that track. So it's the X times the Y. To solve increased areal density requirements, we moved from linear recording mechanisms to what's called a PMR head, or perpendicular magnetic recording, both heads and disks. And through that technology advance, we've been able to increase the aerial density, like I said, to get from 500 to 1 terabyte of storage.
So essentially, you've found a way to compress that to fit more tracks.
That's exactly right.
Space.
That's exactly right. One of the greatest gains of perpendicular recording relative to linear recording is that the linear space, or the space around the track that's required to store bits, is significantly smaller. Hitachi GST has a cute little cartoon where I think it's called Get Perpendicular. And basically the concept is that the linear bits, or linear recording, the bits are lying down. And then in perpendicular recording, they're standing up. If I have to lay down 100 people along the street, it's going to take a fair amount of space. But if I stand them up and stand them next to each other, much less space.
Can I think of this in terms of a three-dimensional model?
You can think of it in terms of a three-dimensional model, in that the z-axis, or that third dimension, is the number of platters, so the number of disks inside. And the 7K1000 has 5 disks inside of it.
As we talked, I began to wonder how much farther the development of storage capacity could go. In computer chip design, for example, companies like Intel and Hewlett-Packard are pushing Moore's Law, or the principle that the number of transistors on a chip can be doubled every 24 months.
Is the same kind of thing operating in the storage industry, where you're kind of pushing the limits of what's actually possible?
Well, it's interesting. It's a great question. We get back to this concept of aerial density, which in semiconductor, the measurement is transistors, or transistors per centimeter squared, whereas in disk drives, it's gigabits per square inch, or aerial density. And the industry, over its 50-plus years now of existence, has gone through a number of hills and valleys on how steep that slope is for aerial density improvements. Just, you know, within the last 5-10 years, we had a point in time where aerial density was doubling every year. We've now kind of settled as an industry into a curve that has a slope of about 35 to 40% on an annual growth basis. To maintain that over time, new technologies will have to be invented. The perpendicular magnetic recording technology that I spoke of is one of the technologies which ought to carry us out to, in the same form factor, maybe a 5 terabyte drive. But there will need to be another technology after that, and after that. From a physics point of view, we see that there is clear headlights out until at least a 50 terabyte drive.
But Pickford said it's not all clear headlights in terms of industry challenges and the competition.
There are many ways to store things, maybe optically, maybe not, maybe magnetically. There's semiconductor storage out there. So as hard disk drives enter into the consumer space in such an exploding manner, we're competing with an entire new foe, if you will, and that is alternate industries. Again, as you go into consumer spaces, you are now competing with a lot of potentially different technologies to try to solve the same problem.
Pickford refers to what he calls the enterprise storage hierarchy, with the fastest, most expensive, highest performing disk drives at the top of the pyramid. In the middle are high-capacity storage drives, such as Hitachi GST's 7K1000, and then at the bottom, he said, would be tape or optical drives for deep backup.
Doug, you were talking about the hierarchy, and I wanted to have you just expand on the relationship between flash and hard disk storage.
I think there's a fair amount of confusion around this relationship between flash and hard disk drive. You know, some might see it as a competition, as a fight to the death. In reality, it's exactly the opposite. Flash and hard disk drives are partners. Even if at the top layer of enterprise storage there is a flash component, there will still be the hard disk drive underneath it, maybe at an even broader and deeper range, as a partner to that flash. While it's true that for the smaller capacity devices, flash is essentially the medium of choice now, the collection and management of that information that is running around on all these little devices is going to be put on the shoulders of the hard disk drive. So that's going to be the collection point. So in reality, the proliferation of flash devices is a stimulant for hard disk drives. And I expect them to be happy and cooperating partners from here till eternity. I have a wife and two beautiful daughters, each of which have their own MP3 players and their own playlists, and they're constantly wanting to swap this and that, and we're having to chase things down and move things from computer A to computer B. I try to imagine a world where I have a centralized device managing my pictures, my MP3, my video content, and my daughter simply plugs into the USB port her little MP3, gets her uploads, and off she goes. They can share easily, often, and everybody's happy.
That's the perfect vision for the digital home.
It is.
Well, Doug Pickford, thank you so much for joining me on podtech.net.
My pleasure.
Doug Pickford is Director of Product and Market Strategy for Enterprise Products with Hitachi Global Storage Technologies. I spoke with him at Hitachi GST's San Jose headquarters. For podtech.net, I'm Catherine Giraudeau.